Okay, let's begin. We were discussed last year that we had was on Tashmish Bozri B'Sukkah, whether Hatalas Mei Raglayim is Mutter in the Sukkah, whether Tashmish Amita is Mutter in the Sukkah, etc. So we discussed the different things that are mutter asr in the sukkah. And we discussed whether it actually passes the sukkah. So, if you see the Mishnah on page 1 says Sukkah shevaketz gomer lechol Rashi on Bishvi, that you finished eating your last meal on seventh day of Sukkot. Lo yate sukkoso. So you shouldn't take down the sukkah, says Rashi. Lo yate agodim shalal sosra. Tekol yom chavos alishon v'lushan in the ikla l'sadosa ochalev gavah. Aval morid es hakelim min amincha l'mala. Mipnei kavod yom tov. Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. So he takes the different pillows and things that he used in the sukkah. And he puts it in the house. Because we make Kvod Yom Tov Achron. He's going to be in the house for Yom Tov Achron. So if you take a look in the Rif, but what if he needs feet in the sukkah? Ein lo mokom lahorid es hakelim mahu v'chia bar asher m'poches bo dalad. Shuber levi over madlik v'saner. So he says, what you could do, in other words, the passage, you know, obviously, the being in the Sukkah of Shemini Atzeres, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, is Baltosif. So maybe you could pass on the Sukkah somehow, so it shouldn't be a question of Baltosif. So one possibility is the last three lines. So he says, maybe put like some pots in the sukkah. So make it puzzles, sort of. Well, we discussed. Mm-hmm. And then you can eat in the sukkah, even on Shemini Atzeres, right? So if you look at the Ran, he says, well, Pesukah Gadol Mayav Amani Michlo Mifsula, Mifsula Vadai Lav Davka. Shalom Mifsula Mechsher Bekach, Shalom Yosabit, well, Bismano, no, it doesn't mean that it's mamish possible if you would put something in, but it just means you're showing a heker that you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah. So
So you dafka putting the things in the sukkah that you're not allowed to put in the sukkah.
Not right against the
Rebbeinu Menachem. No, that's the Ran. The Rebbeinu Menachem, he's arguing. It's not a right against him. Fakir. The simple pshat in the Rif is Mifsalah. It says Mifsalah. The Mifsalah. That's the Ran. The Ran is saying a Chiddush. The Rebbeinu Noach is the Pashat. Right, so this is a whole discussion about Hilchas Hachana. What are you allowed to do? Usually, you're preparing for Hoshana Rabbah for Shmini Aseres. You know? So it's Chol HaMoed, you're preparing. So if you look in the footnote here in the Sefer Beis Dovid, on page 3, he says, Bar Be'achronim, V'or Shein HaSukkah Nifsal Mishum Kach. He says, Mashkos of Arif, Mishein Lo Mokom Lechol Biyot of Afran B'chutz L'Arts. V'en Yechol Usol Bo Mokom Nar Bobi Yontif. But he's saying that song about what Yontif Achron, the Chutzlars. So that means that you finished eating on Shmini Atzeres. You finished eating on Shmini Atzeres, and now. You really should go in the house for what we call Simchas Torah, but you don't have a place to go, so you want to stay in the sukkah. So that's how he said it. That's Parsha Pshat, not like what you just explained. That it was Hoshana Rabbah. It's not Hoshana Rabbah. It's Shmini Atzeres for. So then you have your question about Hachana comes in, right? Because then it's Yontif for. Or second day on. So what do you do? So then you really should be inside, but if you can't go inside, you have to stay outside to too many people, whatever. So, we had a child this year. My grandmother had a birthday party for her right after Sukkot, and a lot of people coming, a lot of family members. And in Lower East Side, you have these big communal Sukkot, so that would have been a perfect place. So we had it in the Sukkot, even if it was like a day or so after. But it was Shalom Bezmanu, it wasn't during. And it was Shalom Kavana, so I think everybody said it was okay. Yeah, so that's Hilchos Baal Tosef. Some hold if you have Kavana not to, and it's Shalom Bezmanu. In other words. You can't take them in.
In river, where they come from.
Where they come from. Yeah, that's a good question. So maybe you, right, where they come from originally, if you don't know. I guess the way the house was now, Yontif, you push things around, so it won't be so easy.
Too cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So one idea is to put the Dvarim Hava'usim, in the sukkah. So the Ran says it doesn't mean that it's possible. But then look at the bottom two lines on page 3. On the Maravid, Rabbeinu Manoah, say no, it's not possible. And because he said, so that's what you should do on the Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore, even if you would do that on Sukkot, it would pasul midrabanan. So that's an interesting etzah of how to deal with this issue of having to be in the Sukkot when it's a time where you really shouldn't be in the Sukkot. Yes. Okay. So now, after this, I got onto a side topic. Why did I get into a side topic? Rabbi Talbus asked me. He got the Shiloh. It's a very strange Shiloh. I never got it before in my life. And it has to do with Tashmish Bozoi and Hilchas Mezuzah. In other words, normally, let's see how you pass it. Normally, you don't put a mezuzah on a bathroom, right? We all know that. Now, apparently, somebody who asked him the Shaila, like, had a toilet in the middle of the room. In the room. It wasn't a separate. So it was a room with a bed and a this and a that and a cool thing. And it had a toilet.
Like an elderly person.
Yeah, whatever it was, I don't know.
Yeah.
So the question is, do you put a mezuzah in such a room?
Is there a shear for a room without the mezuzah anyway?
We'll say again.
I mean, even if the room still has enough of a shear to consider like a place that the mezuzah needs to be, so even though there is a toilet there.
But it's one room, so the toilet is not a separate room.
Right.
What's the reason we open on the bathroom?
Yeah, what do you think?
There's no kedusha.
It's a Tashmish Bozoi. So the Tashmish Bozoi doesn't require a mezuzah. So it's a makam dira. The bathroom is a makam dira, but the dira is a bazi dira.
But you can only stay by a bedroom you're supposed to put on the outside. So when the door shuts, the mezuzah is not on the inside of the room.
I think it
would be the same thing in this room.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. If you have a bathroom.
In the bathroom, the only use is such a thing. If there's a bed in the room, so then
So if you look in the Stei Chemed on page 9, mezuzah beis hakashil, so also the dearest of them, so also the shosim soko, means moshum lochum two to five mezuzah. Because the beis hakashil is a what? Place where you cook the food.
Kitchen.
Now the beis hakisei, who was soko beis hakashil, came into mochum dira, this is what you said. Yes, yeah, so that's the word. In other words, the bathroom doesn't post-sell the chiyuv. So it's a mokum dira. So if the, like you said, So the whole makom is only for a bathroom. But that dira is not kashuv enough to make it a chiv mezuzah. It's not a dira shel kavod. But here, basically, a dira. You sleep there, whatever. Here, you cook the food, you eat there. And then there's also this. This doesn't. The bathroom doesn't. It's not a negative. It's just not a mechayev.
The shower room is considered the same as the bathroom. Like I just saw, like the dorms, they separate, like they had one room for like the showers and one room for like the bathroom. Which is pretty cheap. They had like one room for like the actual shower and then like another room had like the bathroom. And stuff.
Right.
The shower room needs to be. Is that considered like a bathroom also? Probably
it's America.
Yes, Americans.
Yeah.
Yes, Americans.
Sometimes bathrooms have like sofas in them and like nice sitting areas.
Yeah.
Is that enough of a classroom? Like, that's not.
You don't
know
for
visa.
Bathrooms are very nice.
Right. Sometimes they're like suites.
The mirror is like a whole like outer room.
Yeah.
Usually the.
Well, so you know
the restroom area is probably is. Within, you know, it's further inside, it's a separate entrance.
Yeah.
The second door.
Right.
Who is it really?
Yeah. You know, there's an interesting shita in the Mordechai on page 5, quoted in the Beis Yosef. He says, because of the Mordechai, Shannon Mishkan Noshim Chotem and Mzuzah Sish Osho Shom Dardanai. And he says, Here, take a look in the Ramah, page 6. He says like this. Siv base. Base 10, base 8, 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 because if you have a storage place, so a storage place we hold as chayiv and mezuzah, but if women are undressed there in the storage place and they get washed there, then you shouldn't put a mezuzah. But he says, hagav, v'davka be'elo, v'o keder mamish, havil mokom sheish v'ishi yishenu m'shamshim sham chayiv mezuzah. Whereas a married couple's bedroom is chayiv and mezuzah. He says, v'yesh makilim, v'omrim, v'chol mokom she'noshim shokfos, potem mezuzah. So he says, "V'yesh makilim v'omrim v'chol makom she'noshim shokfos potem mezuzah." Nearly the makom she'adels b'fnim shokfos sham shogim adels nitzam mezuzah b'chutz chayiv kuli alma. So first he says, "Cheder mama shafil mokum sheish v'ishi yishenim is chayiv mezuzah v'yesh makilin." The omrim, "Chol mokum shenoshim shokfos potem mezuzah." So, and that's the same as smak, kobo, Mordechai. Did I quote the original source here? Let me just see if I put that in the packet, the original source. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in other words, at least I quoted from the Beis Yosef that the Mordechai says, there's two lines. Chedashi shvishto yishen him ba, alavi shem shamshim in umdim arumim kaiv mezuzah. And the Tarkim Moshe says nearly the imhu be inyan shadelas mafsi ben zonerchei am kul yal. But there is a shita that says that you don't put a mezuzah in a married bedroom, right? Mesh Makilin. That's the Yesh Makilin that the Ramo quotes. The smart kobo.
Yeah.
Well, about that man.
No, but I would have thought if I meant Vale. Does it have a wire?
Right.
Yeah. So, but I would have called this in regards to men, and I would have had to call a woman. It sounds like if there was a place for men, a shvitz or something like that, maybe in such a place you would have to.
Right.
This is a personal market, basically.
Right. So, other male based marathons.
There are more marathons.
No, but not necessarily from a business setting.
So basically, this is the idea. If you look at the Sefer Ogra Malacha, he says like this, that we assume that if the deer is not a full deer, like it's only storage, and then you do something g'nai there, then no mezuzah. He says Halacha Gimel on page 10. He says Machzah Nusham Mekol Mishainim B'Shamshim L'Dir Gomor Abshi Ikrim L'Dir Veikavod Im Yishmeim Gam Ma'at Ganai Potter. Because it's not a full Makom Dira. He says page 11. By Shi Ikrim L'Dir Gomor, even if there's Ganai, then you chayef. And then you have a bai she'ikro l'gnai. Like, if somebody would sleep, he's the caretaker of the shvitz, and he sleeps in the thing. So that's a mokum she'ikro l'gnai, so even though he lives there, it's potter. So those things. So if it's ikro l'dira, so even though you do g'nai there, like a bedroom, it's equal to dira, you sleep there, but there's g'nai there, there's hashrish, whatever, that's chayiv mezuzah. If it's not equal to dira, it's like just a storage, then, and then there's some g'nai, then potter. And if it's equal to g'nai, even if it's a dira, it's going to be potter. And he says, what's the difference between dir gomer? What does the ikra l'dira mean? So on page 12 he writes, ha'ikra l'tashrish ha'guf. He goes, achila shena kishut. He said, anything is, that the main deer is eating, sleeping, and kishut. Wait, kishut, getting dressed, and
decorations.
So he said, yeah, cheder halvasha for a kishut based on halacha zayin seems like you decoration when you get dressed. He said, if you cheder halvasha, she ikrul halvasha saliona, skashtus, avshigam omdi bo arumim, lugamri nirin shachayim. Av cheder halvasha, lehem bad, yeah.
People get
dressed,
maybe like a pattern.
But mecham yom ralam bishul ulachilam. So you want to say like this, if you have a kitchen, say kitchen is not a makom, full makom dira, because if you don't eat there, like say there's a makom bishul. So then if there would be a dover ganai in the kitchen, then that would pater lagamre. But if it's in the mamish in the bedroom, or a storage place is a second tier dira, and a cooking place is second tier dira. So second tier dira, if there's gnai, that passes the whole thing. If it's a top tier dira, like a bedroom, so even if you have a toilet in the middle of the bedroom, or if you have a married couple, but it's so they have tashmish, but they also go to sleep there.
I mean, if you have a studio, you're not going to build it. If you had a studio apartment, and let's say there was no sectioning off of the toilet, it would be a room,
right?
You would still require a mezuzah.
Still require a mezuzah. Storage place, a place where you cook. You don't need cooking. The top tier is the place where you eat, sleep, and.
Somebody is not talking about like allowing
living room.
So a living room would be what?
No, I think
sure. It's the lower tier.
So in the living room, there would be a toilet in the living room, you would say it's part of it. A toilet in the bedroom, so that's a big, important yourself. You know, but some people, like in the Heights, the only room they could possibly put a mezuzah in is their
living room.
No, with a bracha, is the bedroom. Because the living room doesn't have a door, so there's no bracha.
Right.
The front door sometimes is not dalal dalal. So the only room sometimes is people apartments that have a door and it's dalal dalal is the bedroom. And in the bedroom you have the shayla. But the halacha we hold that it's a makam dira.
Why can't they? What do you mean if you have a kitchen that you don't eat in? No.
With a bracha I'm talking about.
With a bracha.
The kitchen usually doesn't have a door, just a doorway.
Doesn't
another body
say that you
don't
have
a phone line and that's it? Yeah? No? One second, slowly. Slowly. So, this is very, very fascinating. Now, he quotes on page 23 from Rav Yashiv. Shemati me'agrish al Yashiv, tim nefrasim l'maksim pan b'chodesh chashiv rogil v'chayiv mezuzah. He says that a storage room, we say, is chayav, but you have to at least use it like at least once a month. That's what I told you. Rav Avadi holds like a yeshiva. Rav Avadi holds a yeshiva doesn't need a mezuzah, only the dormitory. Rav Moshe says not Bal Tosef, but Rav Moshe says not. That's not.
You're just putting out the top because of
so he writes. So he wants to say the Shvefer Shvutz Yitzchak, the Talmud of Rav Yashiv. He says that a room that you eat and sleep in, you buy a house, you have right away. That's a deer's keva. But if it's just a storage, it's just a, you know, an office, then it's only keva if it's 30 days. And he says a storage place, even if you just come in once a month.
Yeah.
So the kids are, I mean, you know, it's more convenient, but and then the question about summer homes. Okay, but I have to run now. Maybe we'll talk. We'll see if we can finish. I have my Tazayan, Tazot Tazayan Yudzayan, so maybe sometime we'll figure out when we can finish up these things. Okay. Okay, but this is an important yisod about the sukkah and about the zimba. But I got that shiloh while I was doing these things about bozei sukkah that from Rabbi Taubes. That's why I brought in the bozei mezuzah question. Okay.